My topic is Ryan White, HIV/AIDS Program Assistant, and racial disparities in the HIV continuum of care in Virginia. The Ryan White Program is a federal program funded by HRSA that provides support for comprehensive medical care for low-income persons living with HIV who are either underinsured or uninsured. And this care may include core services like outpatient medical visits with routine labs, support services like medical transportation, and the provision of medication through the AIDS Drug Assistance Program. Receiving Ryan White assistance has been positively associated with HIV care continuum outcomes, such as viral suppression. Race ethnicity has also been associated with HIV continuum of care outcomes like viral suppression. In previous unadjusted analyses in the state of Virginia, we've seen that there are lower rates of viral suppression among black persons compared to white persons in the overall population living with HIV. So in alignment with the national HIV/AIDS strategy to reduce HIV-related disparities, we asked the question, does receiving Ryan White-funded assistance modify the association between race, ethnicity, and viral suppression among adults engaged in HIV care in Virginia? We used the Care Markers database, which is a compilation of several databases, including the Enhanced HIV/AIDS Reporting System, or EHARS, to identify people living with HIV in Virginia at the end of 2014, who had been diagnosed by the end of 2013 and had at least one marker of care during 2014. So these are people that are alive with HIV for the entire year of 2014, and they're engaged in care. Our variables of interest were Ryan White assistance in 2014, a binary variable, either you received any Ryan White assistance or you did not. People were considered recipients of Ryan White if they received at least one core service or at least one support service or at least 1 month of ADAP enrollment and associated services. Race ethnicity was categorized as white, black, Hispanic, and other, and we controlled for the potential confounders sex, age, transmission risk, AIDS diagnosis, years since HIV diagnosis, and region of residence in Virginia. Our outcome was viral suppression in calendar year 2014, defined as the last viral load in 2014 less than or equal to 200 copies per milliliter. And we used multivariate logistic regression with interaction terms between Ryan White assistance and race ethnicity to answer our question. Our sample had 12,734 people living with HIV who met the inclusion criteria. In the overall sample, just over half received some Ryan White assistance in 2014. 61% were black non-Hispanic, 29% were white non-Hispanic, and 7% were Hispanic. And in the overall population, 68% achieved viral suppression in 2014. The following results are adjusted odds ratios. Compared to those who did not have Ryan White assistance, those that received Ryan White assistance in 2014 had 2.4 times the odds of viral suppression. Compared to white persons, black persons had 0.74 times the odds of viral suppression. And again, compared to white persons, Hispanic persons had 1.3 times the odds of viral suppression. So black persons were less likely to achieve viral suppression, and we did not find any significant interaction. In conclusion, there are racial differences in viral suppression outcomes among people living with HIV who are engaged in care in Virginia, and this did not vary significantly by one's Ryan White status. Ryan White assistance is positively associated with viral suppression in Virginia, and our results suggest that accessing Ryan White-funded services may improve viral suppression outcomes, and we observe this for all race ethnicity groups. Some limitations: this was a cross-sectional study, and we lack the temporality to establish causation. This is also not generalizable to the out-of-care population, which makes up a large proportion of the HIV-positive population in Virginia. In the future, we'd like to look at the association between Ryan White assistance and continuous viral suppression, so achieving viral suppression for 2 to 3 years consecutively. We'd also like to see or examine the racial disparities that may emerge or look different when you're looking at continuous viral suppression as opposed to a single year of viral suppression. And as racial disparities persisted in the Ryan White population, we'd like to see if there are racial ethnic disparities in the type or number of Ryan White services accessed in this population. I'd like to thank the co-authors as well as the CDC CSTE Applied Epidemiology Fellowship, of which I'm a part of. Thank you.